Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'm your host, and today I have a very special friend with me. I have my awesome friend Tim.
Hello,
say hello.
Hello,
Tim. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well, thank you. Tim is here today to share some awesome music with us.
It's all right, music. It's the best one, but
yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. More confidence, Tim. This is Tim brought the 10 best songs.
Oh yeah, like mostly like my favorite songs from last year.
Yeah, that's
from
awesome.
The best albums from my favorite albums of last year. So It's mostly punk rock music.
Yeah, and that's totally cool because that's what I play on my show. Today we're going to be featuring a lot of music that Tim has brought for us, and Tim has a lot of stuff to talk about as well, which is awesome because sometimes I don't have stuff to talk about. And it is also SoCan Monitoring Week here at CITR, so I'll be playing a lot of Canadian music as well. So a lot of Canadian stuff and a lot of Tim's awesome music, which sounds like a really good
combination. My music is international too, so...
Yeah, that's okay. And then maybe one day Tim can come back on my show and do maybe like a Russian music thing like you do on...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm interested.
Tim's been on CITR before. He has helped co-host Flex Your Head a couple times, which is an amazing show. It happens Tuesday evenings, I do believe. Tuesdays at like 6?
Yes.
Yes. Very, very good show that I highly recommend. So, let's just get right down to it. If you want to give me a call here in the studio, maybe you know Tim. Maybe
Hello.
You recognize his sexy, handsome voice. You want to give him a call if you want to talk to Tim or I. The number here in the studio is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And if you enjoyed what you heard today and you wanted a digital copy of today's show, you can download podcasts of this show and other shows on CITR through our website, which is citr.ca. So, let's get to it. We're going to start off today's show. Well, actually, I started off today's show with a band called Vicious Cycle off of their album Pale Blue Dot. That song was called In Tranquility. But after I finish talking, we're going to get to some of Tim's music. What band are we going to get to first, Tim?
Let's start with my favorite album of last year.
Yeah?
The band is Dear Landlord.
Dear Landlord, where are they... Do you know where they're from or anything?
They don't have like a city because two members are from, I think, from Minneapolis and two other guys from the other city. I don't really know.
Okay.
And it's kind of an all-star band because a couple of guys, they play in Copyrights, Off of Their Heads and Getaway District. And it's their album was released on No Idea Records, which is one of my favorites.
Yep, that's a very good label.
Not my favorite, but one of them. And... this album is just amazing. 14 songs. All songs are like super strong, very good hit.
That's awesome. So,
and you'll just hear it.
What's the album called?
The name of the album is Dream Homes.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is I Live in Hell.
All right. So this is going to be Dear Landlord. And you're wearing a Dear Landlord shirt.
Yes.
That's awesome. Did they come here past year?
No, I had to order it from No Idea. I ordered the vinyl.
Oh, yeah?
T-shirt.
That's awesome. Tim and I actually, we went to go see AFI at the Commodore.
Did you like
on
it?
Sunday. It was amazing.
Yes.
It was such a good show.
Yes,
it was. Their set was really short. They played just over an hour.
Yes.
Which was kind of sucky, which is too bad that they didn't play for longer, but... it was amazing. I rediscovered my love for AFI. My one true love. And it brings tears to my eyes, Tim. Makes me sad.
No, I really liked his voice live.
Yeah, like they put on a really fun show. What can I say?
Didn't play lots of old stuff.
Yeah.
But that's okay. The new stuff,
that's okay.
Great show.
The show sold out, so... There are a lot of good shows coming up in the future as well, and maybe if I have time later, I will do some show listings for you. But right now, without further ado, let's get to some Dear Landlord.
That is correct.
Yeah? All right, on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
In the sky. LiveVan.com is Vancouver's most reputable, community-driven concert calendar. New shows are listed daily by the city's most prominent promoters, but also by you. The musicians and fans were the driving force of our local music scene. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they're personalized. They're integrated with local music directories that are constantly updated by the bands, musicians, and businesses who refer to them as they pick locations and lineups for their newest upcoming shows. And no one's barred from contributing, since we all know fans know more about the players than anyone. So visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest major and independent event listings. And while you're at it, check out our archives and discover how closely we all work together in this community, putting on the shows you love.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub, Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All right, what did we just play? We just played The Ex-Boyfriends off of their album To the Lowest Bidder. That song was the title track. And before that, we played one of the songs that Tim brought. It was from a band called Dear Landlord, which was really good. It was really awesome. Off of their album Dream Homes, that song was called I Live in Hell. And it really reminds me of like the kind of punk that I used to listen to, like, I don't know, like 5 to 10 years ago. The genre has definitely really changed. I don't know if you've noticed, but they've already announced the lineup for this year's Warped Tour. Mm-hmm. And kind of like last year, where I don't know if it's like because I'm getting older or if it's because the genre is changing faster than I can keep up, but I really did not recognize any of the bands. I recognized like three of them. Like, I don't know, Gallows, and I think like NoFX played.
No,
or Bad Religion. No.
Last year. This year, yeah. Upcoming year?
No, last year.
Last year, NoFX played.
NoFX.
No, and actually, was I don't know. I knew like many bands.
Really, I didn't know any of them.
There was lots
and
of good ska bands. There was Less Than Jake, Streetlight mm-hmm. Manifesto, Westbound Train, and NoFX, Bad Religion.
No, Broadway not calls. Last year. NoFX and Bad Religion didn't play last
2009.
Year. Really?
Yes. Oh. I was NoFX, my favorite band. I was like, going crazy.
But I checked out the listings this year as well, and I just like
and they're
didn't
not coming
recognize
here.
Like their bands like yeah, and Warped Tour is not coming here this year either. So I don't know. Like bands like Broke Inside, have you heard of them? Or
yeah.
Attack yeah. and Confide, they're all
that's not my not, favorite.
Yeah, I don't really like them that much, but it's maybe it's just because I'm getting older or
no,
something.
No.
I don't know. Are you going to go to Seattle or anything to see Warped Tour?
No, I'll usually go to other cities when it is like my favorite band.
Yeah.
This year nothing really important for me, like NoFX.
No.
So.
I think the biggest band that I recognized was the Bouncing Souls. They're
Against Me, I think.
Are they playing
I
as well?
I think they're playing. Yeah, because they have the album in March. And
yeah, that makes sense. I really, really like the Bouncing Souls, but
have
I've
heard
seen
the new
them,
one?
The new have they come out with a new album?
Yes, they have for the last year. Mm-hmm. They every 3 months, I think, they were releasing a 7-inch.
Oh, really?
So 4 7-inches.
Oh, that's awesome.
They were like limited, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And in this January, mm-hmm. they combined all the 7-inches in one album and they released it as a proper CD.
Oh, that's awesome.
The CD is good. Mm-hmm. Some people say it's not as good as a gold record.
That one.
That one was amazing.
That one was really good.
This one, I think, is still good. I liked it.
You still liked it?
It was a little bit different because, like, you heard the songs before, so you didn't really, you know, like, oh, new Bouncing Souls record. No, it wasn't like that because you heard, like, all the songs.
Because you heard all the 7-inches before. But,
yeah.
But that's cool. Do you have all of them? Did you collect every single
7-inch?
I'm sure you can buy them on eBay or something. 2010 is going to be a good year for albums, I think.
Oh, yes.
Bouncing Souls. Alkaline Trio is coming up with a new album.
Yes, and I heard it already.
What? How did you hear it?
I heard advanced copy.
What?
It was...
Advanced copy? We didn't even get an advanced copy here at CITR. Sorry. It's okay.
I'm sorry. The album is really good.
Yeah?
Skiba said it will be a rock album.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear more like our early like punk rock roots and everything. To me, it sounded like just perfect Alkaline Trio
yeah?
album.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Do you like the last one?
It was okay. I liked a few songs a lot, but I felt iffy on it.
So this I loved the last one, mm-hmm. but for real Alkaline Trio fans, they don't like the piano and everything.
Yeah,
this one doesn't have
like...
piano, and this is a super strong album. So
yeah,
be excited.
Oh, that's awesome. This addiction. It's gonna be good, and they're playing in Seattle in February as well.
Yes, yes.
You should go to him. Yes, yes, you should. All right, let's get to some more music that Tim brought today. We're going to get to a band called The Dopamines. Anything you want to say about them?
Yes. Their MySpace says we are a punk band from Cincinnati, Ohio, and we don't have cool haircuts. That's true.
Okay.
Because I saw their pictures, haircuts are pretty average.
Oh, pretty average.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's all right. That's fine.
I thought that this release was actually released in 2009, but mm-hmm. yesterday I was preparing myself for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that it was released, the 7-inch was released in 2008, and there was a second present release in 2009. So I'm kind of cheating, telling that's my favorite song from 2009.
It's okay.
But
That's all right. I've done the thing before where, like, I'll talk about the best albums of the year, and, like, some of my best albums or, like, my favorite albums will be, like, re-releases or, you know, an album of B-sides. I don't know if that counts, but I just say it anyways, so it doesn't matter. Just
okay, as 100% long as you're okay.
Confidence. That's all you need.
Okay, so that's their second, release. The first one was a self-titled album released in 2008. It's mm-hmm. live. Records, really good record label.
Nice.
And this is a 7-inch released, six songs released 2008 or 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded very strong to me.
All right. What's the song called?
The song called Operate.
All right.
So sounds a lot like Dear Landlord. And.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. So we're going to get to it. This is The Dopamines on what?
On
are you listening to?
101.9 CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Tops on, leather jacket with the little pink thong. She's tearing up my heart like it was last year's Valentine. It's a girl with the bubblegum walk, plaid skirt with the knee-high socks. She's hanging in my thoughts, yeah, but you know that I don't mind. I don't know just what it is that I'm doing now. My I'm
My confidence is circling the drain.
just heard The Jolts off of the local compilation album Vancouver Punk as Fuck, Volume 2. That song was called Baby, I'm a Loser. Before that, we heard The Riptides off of their release on Asian Man Records. That song was called Tales from Planet Earth. That song was called Hung Up. And we started off that set with The Dopamines off of their album, or their 7-inch, Soap and Lampshades. That song is called Operate.
Yes.
The next song that we're going to play is another song that Tim brought. It's called It's a Trap by a band called Captain We're Sinking.
Yeah.
And he says that he brought it just for me.
Yeah, I think you might like this because I'm not sure, but I hope you might kind of like this stuff.
Yeah, totally.
They are from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Is it the place where there's a TV show Office?
Yep. Yeah, I think so.
Something.
I don't know. Sure. Let's say yes.
I think they're not a very big band. Mm-hmm. That's their second release.
I haven't heard of them. So.
2008, they released the full album, mm-hmm. and this one is a new. I think it was 7-inch, mm-hmm. 4 songs, and it released 2009. And this 7-inch was, I think you could download. Like they gave away it for free, so they can download.
That's awesome. That's kind of the way that the industry is moving. I think like there's no way that CD sales, album sales, can compete at all with downloads. At all, and a lot of it is very legal, but I mean, it gets the music out there, and yeah, exactly. I think eventually, like for small bands that are starting out, that's the point. Like you kind of have to you can't focus on making money like straight off the bat. You kind of have to get your music out there, and I think the internet and downloading is a very, very effective way of doing that, even though it's crossing legal boundaries or whatever. But yeah. If they do that, that's awesome.
I don't agree because I think like the bands who really suffer is like huge bands like U2.
Yeah, totally. But I mean, like they're already making like billions of dollars.
Yeah,
Bono.
Yeah, but like for small bands, I think that's the way to go. Like because especially the band, if you really small band, local band, just give away your album for free so people can download it. Maybe they like it. Maybe the next time they'll go to see you, or like maybe they order the copy if they like.
Yeah,
that's
because
what I
like
do.
Honestly, bands make most of their money through touring and merchandise. They make like the revenue they make off of album sales is like minimal, is so small compared to how much money bands can make off of selling merchandise and playing shows. And so if you get your music out there and then tour, people will go to your shows if they've heard of you, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I think, like, the industry is going that way, that the music now, it's becoming just a promotion item for you.
Yeah, for your live act, right?
Exactly. So. It's kind of, like, weird, like...
It's weird how it's reversed, almost, but
maybe it's even sad, I think. But that's how it is, and, like, if... Especially for small bands, if you're, like, a band, like super small, like, just, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully. Things change, and when things change, some people aren't okay with that, and I think that's why. Maybe. I think that's why the world is not all right with everything yet, so.
And of course, the big major labels, they're whining that they are.
Of course they are, but I mean, yeah, if you go to small record stores or whatever, no one's buying CDs anymore, right? Like, everyone's buying vinyl.
Yeah.
Or just, like, collectibles or whatever, but... I don't know. That's I don't know what'll happen to CDs. Will they go the way of Betamax? Will they just phase out eventually?
Hey, have you heard the new NoFX album?
I've heard a few songs off of it. Coaster? Like that, is that Creepin' at Sarah song on it?
Yeah.
Because I've heard that one. That song is amazing.
Yeah,
that song, like, I'm assuming that song was, like, based on actual events.
He said it actually happened.
Yeah, that, that NoFX has a song called Creepin' at Sarah, and it's a song about how Fat Mike creeped out Sarah from
or
Tegan. Or Tegan.
he
can't tell. Like, and it's,
I can understand
song,
him.
Yeah, the song is, it's almost offensive, but it's really, really great. It's really fun to listen to. And a lot of people, I think somebody even in the Georgia Strait said it was like the best song of the year or whatever. But anyways, let's get to some Captain We're Sinking. Anything else you want to say about them, or should we just jump right into it?
I just hope you will like the song.
All right. I already do. I already love it, Tim. All right. This is Captain We're Sinking on
101.9 CRTR in Vancouver.
Yep. That's exactly how you do it. Good job, Tim.
I heard you calling out my name. A shattered soul and a coffee stain. My God, I heard you calling.
walked. My head is pounding with the sound of disbelief. You suffer for inadequacies that help destroy what you preach. Your decadence is at arm's reach. I tear these walls down with one scream. Your life's in ruins and it's all because of me. By the looks of it, your eyes are bleeding. How you can be so lucky? I have a drunken mess. Don't think I've ever seen something so lovely. You are the nightmare that is killing me.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. You just heard, what did we just hear?
We listened to Flatliners.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite Canadian band.
Yeah,
sure.
Where are they from in Canada?
Ontario, Richmond Hill, and it's close to Toronto.
Like one of the suburbs of Toronto.
Yeah, but they... the first album sounded like the Suicide Machines. It was Kakoro album.
Mm-hmm.
I love Suicide Machines, so it was, a new band, cool.
Yeah, totally.
Then they got signed to FAT, and my favorite record label.
Of course.
Sound changed to, like, FAT sounding a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this album was just, to me, it was like, whoa! Yes! The new 7-inch came out last year, only 3 songs. We listened to the song called 407.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third song, is a B-side for the 7-inch. First two songs, they're kind of new.
Oh, that's cool.
And the last one was recorded for the second album, but didn't make it on the album. And for me, they're just, every release, they're getting better and better.
Yeah.
First one was, good. Second one was, wow. And this 7-inch, I just loved all 3 songs. And they finished doing the new album. They recorded in Toronto. And even Fat Mike came to supervise the recording process.
Yeah. So that's, have you heard it?
No.
No,
but I have super high expectations because...
Don't do that, Tim, because if it doesn't meet your expectations, then you will feel let down.
About that to me.
Yeah,
which is a good album, but I expected
a
too
lot
much.
Of like I did that. I did that too much with so many bands. I did that with AFI, and like for the longest time, like I really loved AFI, like in high school. And the more I listened to them, and the more albums they put out, it just got better and better and better. And they put out "Sing the Sorrow," which I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just like I found it at the right time in my life or whatever. And so, and then it was a while until they put something new out. And then when they announced that they were putting a new album, I was like, these guys are amazing. Mm-hmm. And this next album is going to be the best thing in the world. And then they put out December Underground, which was okay, but
it wasn't.
It was in my opinion, it wasn't amazing, and I was very, it broke my heart a little bit.
Exactly.
Just a little bit.
The new album, it was, I didn't really like December of the Ground. There were a couple of good songs, and like, yeah. But it's not, it wasn't like as
It was
good.
Such a departure from everything they'd done in the past,
yeah,
but
it was,
I mean.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
But when I started listening to the new album,
mm-hmm.
I was like, huh.
Yeah, Crash Love, it came out last year,
2009?
Right? Yeah, a few months ago. And it was, yeah, it's pretty good. I've listened to it, like, only a few times so far. But I think it's maybe because, like, I really, it took me a while to get back into them. And I think the show really helped with yeah. that. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Don't set your expectations too high, Tim, because I
okay,
don't...
Okay, I don't have any expectations for Flatliners in the album.
I know. So no matter what it is, it'll be... Amazing. Coming up next, why don't we play... Let's get to another song by you. I want to get as much Tim music in as I can before my time
okay,
is up.
I hope people like it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, Tim. Don't worry.
Okay, so the next one is Banner... I don't know. What's the next
Bomb the Music Industry?
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. It's actually really fits in the conversation we had about the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard, do you know Bomb the Music
yep.
Industry? So, yeah. So you know how he does all the stuff, putting out the stuff, like, for free.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
started his amazing label. And this song from the new album. To me, I'd really like this band. But mm-hmm. when I saw them live, I went to see to Seattle. It was a 2-day experience. On one day I saw Rancid, the next day I saw Bomb the Music Industry.
Crazy, dude. That's awesome.
And Rancid was like a kind of arena show.
Yeah.
And they played The Rise Again, so it was a huge thing.
Yeah, so it was really... Oh, this would have been like...
Summer.
Yeah,
the summer, yeah.
The summer.
And the next day I went to see Bomb the Music Industry in the house show. And it was such a, like, you know, going from a huge
so
arena...
A huge, like, stadium show... To yeah. like a small club show.
No, it's not. It's actually
a
house.
It was just a house.
It was
somebody's house.
Yes,
that's awesome.
And so, like, there was a piano. There was like a kitchen
and a sofa. And
exactly, and then Bomb the Music Industry were playing. So
that's awesome, dude.
I just loved it.
Yeah,
I didn't really see the show because there was too many people mm-hmm. in the house, but.
But you heard it.
I heard
and
it.
And you were
and
there.
I saw like the stuff he sings about Jeff,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw. Like, that's the actually, like, how he lives. That's his life. I believed him. And mm-hmm. I really, like...
It was a lot more convincing than seeing, like, Rancid at a huge stadium show, right?
It's,
like,
Rancid also my favorite band, so I don't want to criticize them. But,
yeah.
But still, I, like, trust mm-hmm. them. But Bomb the Music Industry, like, it's, like, you know, Rancid, legendary band. And this was kind of new band.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw, and I saw how he lives, like... went to her playing house shows and like and he I saw he really likes it, he like enjoys this
yeah.
and it made me like a huge like I was really impressed
yeah
like,
and you really started to appreciate him a lot more
yeah
that's awesome
yeah
that's a great dude that's awesome speaking of shows coming up there are a few shows that I would like to mention not a lot but I think Tim has some that he'd like to talk about as well not this weekend, but next weekend, Arch Enemy will be playing Friday, February 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. A female-fronted metal band. They're really good. They're really catchy, and it'll be a great show, so make it out if you can.
And I think Exodus is opening, which is also an amazing
who?
Band. Exodus.
Yes. Yep. Exodus are opening. Yep. Are you going to go, Tim?
I don't know. I really like Exodus, but I never heard Arch Enemy.
You should come.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Maybe I'll get really drunk again and then not remember anything. And I wanted to also announce that Dillinger Escape Plan are coming to Vancouver. They're playing in April. They're playing April 9th at the Rickshaw Theater. But the big show that I wanted to tell you about is a band that I don't really think has been to North America too often. They've probably been to North America like once or twice or something like that. But they've been around since 1985.
Wow.
Mayhem.
Wow, that's...
Mayhem are coming to Vancouver. Wow. Oh, my God. Like
That's good.
Yeah, they've been around for 25 years. And so they are doing like a 25-year anniversary tour. And they're coming to Vancouver. They're playing, what, Date is it Tuesday, April 20th at the Commodore Ballroom. They're playing with Ludacra and Tombs, and holy crap, like, I'm not the hugest Mayhem fan, but they're legends, and they're if you haven't heard of Mayhem before, they're notorious for being probably one of, like, the weirdest metal bands out there. I think their lead singer killed himself. The lead singer killed himself, I believe, and just the way that the rest of the band members kind of handled that situation was so completely unconventional and, I guess, shocking to a lot of people. Like, they took he killed himself with a bullet to the head. And what they did was, like, each of the band members got a piece of his skull and turned it into a necklace so they could wear it. And I read a letter that I think their guitarist wrote to the other band members to tell them about how their lead singer had committed suicide. And it was just, like, the weirdest thing ever. It wasn't sympathetic at all. It was kind of like, yeah, he effing blew his brains out, and, like, most, like, metal thing ever across the scene. And, like, it was almost like they were really stoked on the visual imagery. And I don't know. I've heard a lot of really weird things about this band, and a lot of them might be, like, rumors. A friend told me once that these guys used to carry dead crows around in their pockets just so, like, they could smell like death. I don't know if
that's very metal.
That's true or not. But yeah, these guys are weird, and they're playing in Vancouver, and it's going to be great. But Tim has some shows that he also wants to talk about. Who's coming to town, Tim? Who should we go see?
Talking about 25th years anniversaries and metal, Creator is coming back.
Yeah, Creator coming back to Vancouver.
One of my favorite metal bands, The Rickshaw.
Did you see them at the Vogue?
Yes, it was amazing.
I heard it was crazy.
That was, like, one of the first bands I listened to them. It was in Russia, and my friend gave me a tape, and one side was Cannibal Corpse, and the other side was Creator. And it was, like, it was first grade Soviet Russia, very good.
Soviet Russia, very good.
And it was, like, and that's, I didn't have many tapes, and it was one of those tapes, and I was just, like, when I saw them, it was such a, like, coming, like, going back to childhood, and it was like one of my favorite metal bands.
And so they're playing here in Vancouver again,
March 19th at the Rickshaw.
Yep.
Also, tomorrow is a local show, Cambridge, Raised by Apes, Slush, and Impenders of Progress.
Yeah.
So they're playing Pets Pub tomorrow. I'll be there. And the Slackers are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ska reggae band from Hellcat. They have a new album, and again on Hellcat, March 25th.
Where are they playing?
Rickshaw 2.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's become a new kind of venue.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely, like, Vancouver's new metal and punk rock venue, which is great, because ever since the Cobalt closed down, I think Vancouver is really needing another small venue like that. So I'm glad. I'm really glad that it's the Rickshaw, because it's a great place to go see shows.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Let's see. I queued up some Pointed Sticks, so we'll play some Pointed Sticks, and then if we have time, we'll try to get to one more song that Tim brought for us.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some Pointed Sticks first. On what are we listening to, Tim?
We listen to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Exactly. That is exactly what you guys are listening to.
Yeah.
Okay, that will about do it for us today on We All Fall Down. You've been listening to We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Tim has been so kind to hang out with us today. He has brought an amazing selection of music. He's talked about some really, really awesome bands, told us about some good shows, and maybe Tim will have his very own show one day.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, I think so.
My pleasure.
So thank you, Tim. You just heard the Pointed Sticks off of their latest album, Three Lefts Make a Right. That song was called Scrambled Eggs. If you wanted to know what Tim and I played on We All Fall Down today, you can check out my playlist page at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. We're going to end off today's show with Bomb the Music Industry because we talked about them a while ago and that totally just slipped my mind and then I didn't play them because I'm great and organized like that. So is that cool if we end off with Bomb the Music Industry?
Yes, it will be a pleasure and an honor for me.
Yes, awesome. And so perhaps in the future, Tim, you would like to return?
Oh, it would be a great pleasure. I would love to join this amazing situation.
Yeah, totally. You can be on my show anytime you want, Tim.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for tuning in, listening. Guys, anything else you want to say, Tim?
Thank you very much, and I hope you like the music we played.
Awesome. All right. Coming up next, we have Robin with the Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books. So stay tuned for that because he always has a great show planned. And then at 3 o'clock, we have Japanese Music Quest, and then 3:30 is The French Connection with Mary Ev. So stay tuned to CITR because we have a lot of good stuff coming up for you today. This is Bomb the Music Industry on We All Fall Down. Have a great week, guys.
Worst case of the Mondays that I ever had. Though I treat every weekday like a Saturday night. Except for drinks I can't afford. A can of spitting stuff before I need some more security.